So old Fauci, he's a lie pants on fire too, like Donald Trump's a lie pants on fire, Steve Mnuchin's a lie pants. Pompano, whatever the hell his name is, he's a damn liar. Mnuchin, the old Lurch, runs a damn treasury. He done ripped us off for all kinds of trillions of dollars. And they gotta send you a check of $1,200 in about 8-10 weeks. People, y'all understand what's going on. If you don't ain't figured it out yet, damn, you need to go back and lock yourself in the house. Turn off Fox News and PMSNBC and get a damn real life. Here in the great state of South Carolina, Slavelandia, our little governor Henry McMaster said, unfortunately, due to reports of non-compliance, we are expanding the list of non-essential businesses that had to close down and get rid of all their people and put them in the unemployment line. But he said, what's interesting is how the people keep asking for more and more lockdown. They want to be locked down. Oh, please, Master, please lock me down. Because everybody's still running around. And look at this guy. He said, glad to see you're still not issuing a state of. It's sad to see so many people vying for their personal freedoms to be taken away so quickly. When governments take rights and freedoms away, they don't give them back easily. Thank you for holding on. Now, this guy here, he said, thank you for holding on. And he makes a good point. This is about personal freedoms. But he says, thank you. He ought not say thank you. He ought to say, kiss my ass. I mean, you can't tell everybody to close down. It don't matter how people holler and scream. Stay home, stay alive. Do not issue shelter plays. Those with to give up essential liberty, blah, 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 would not deserve neither liberty nor safety, Benjamin Franklin. So shutting down the whole state is not the best option. Please allow the government to do its job and maintain a balance of security and liberty. There ain't no damn balance of security and liberty. You either got liberty or you got security. Now, you can protect your liberty yourself. That's securing your own rights. But when you give up your rights for security, you get lockdowns. And you get National Guard in the streets. And you get popo knocking on your door. And then the next thing you know, they want to get you an injection and you can't say nothing about it. You just got to go on and get it. But for the most part, everybody begging for him to go ahead and do it. And they're making fun of him that he ain't locking us down. The governor is a joke. It's your stay-at-home order. Oh, I'm afraid. And see, this comes from somebody that's supposed to be locked down in the house. Why are they scared of people running around? If they locked down in the house, they can't get it right. I mean, there's other people in here that's talking about, I see people all over the place and they should be home. Well, how the hell did you see them? The only reason you see them, because you was breaking your own rules and going out. You should be arrested, right? You should be arrested and thrown in jail or given a fine or something like that for being out. That's what you demand when you ask him, get a lockdown order, get it locked up. Just look at this. They told us to stay home weeks ago. Typical Democrat trying to destroy this place. Going on that right-left bullcrap. That's bullcrap. These are all boys together. Stay at home. Stop telling everyone else what to do. See, there's some pretty good ones in here, but look at this. This one after the other after the other. Ooh, Henry fought the leader of the government and the ALC and issued a stay-at-home order to help save lives. See, that's one of them obedient little bootlickers that watch PMSNBC and Fox News and, you know, Fox in the Hen House News and LSDNBC and the Communist News Network. If y'all watch any, well, I know a bunch of brain dead people that watch them things. And they can't get off of it. It's like they addicted to the damn mainstream media. Even though they know, oh, they go Donald Trump, fake news, fake news, fake news. And then as soon as the media says something about this here flu virus, the Oberia virus, guess what? Oh, they rise. Oh, be afraid, be afraid. I trust everything they say now. They was lies before, but goodness gracious, they telling us the truth now. So Henry McMaster telling everybody, oh, we gonna be closed for a while. Now, I'm probably only gonna do it for a little while, but we'll figure that out after we get going down the road again, and I'll follow along with any other governor. If they lock down, then I'll lock down, and you know, that way everybody thinks I'm kind of good and not really bad and all. So if you ain't figured it out yet, this Corona-Rona is not coinkadinkies. It didn't pop out of nowhere and all that. It's been planned for a long time. You know, they had this old meeting all together, old Bill Gates and the John Hawkins and the CDBCs and all these here hoodlums and criminals of the World Health Organization, the who, and they had all kinds of plans in this thing. Something old 201 and all. And then old Henry Kissinger. Now, ooh, this is a spooky fella right here. He's the one that opened the doors to China during Nixon and all. He's the one that secretly bombed Laos and all in the Vietnam War. And he sold out America all kinds of witchy ways. And you know what I done figured out? I done figured out this fella here. This Henry Kissinger, see his picture right here, and then here's another picture of him. Well, tell me if this don't look like the same fella. Ain't that the same fella? This guy here was playing in this here Batman movie, and I said, great goodness, that looks like Henry Kissinger, that piece of crap. And sure enough, look here. Well, Henry Kissinger said the Corona-Rona pandemic will forever alter the world order. Ooh. Well, let me ask y'all something. Since this thing happened, has your whole world order done changed? Ha! I guarantee you it has. Huh. You can't even go to the barber shop. You can't go to the furniture store. You can't go to, well, Walmart's still open, but they ain't cordoning off everything where I is. And you can't go in more than one person at a time in the old meat market. You can't, look at all the things you can, the curfews, and in some states, they even locking people up for getting around with just riding around. So, your whole world order, and what he's saying right here, geopolitically, it ain't gonna change. And this is a dirty rotten scandal like that old Zbigniew Brzezinski. He's a dirty rotten scandal too. Now all these here is the people that plan y'all life for the owners. Y'all ain't figured out you ain't got owners now. We gonna go into that too. Cause y'all is owned. And you're gonna do what your owners tell you to do. So the people that shouldn't be running the world have been planning this for a very, very long time. And here the World Economic Forum has a COVID action platform. Now this thing just popped up. They've got really smart people and they can put together these things in just a couple of months, you know. Really, huh? Look at here, galvanize the global business community for collective action. Well, that's socialism is what they're talking about. Protect people's livelihoods and facilitate the business continuity. That's why they're closing everything down, right? Protect people's livelihood and facilitate business continuity. That's what they're doing, right? Mobilize corporation and business support for COVID-19 response. Ooh. Now, down here, they have this thing that we can't access no more. And I'll leave a link in the description about a video that shows you how deep that rabbit hole goes. But in there, if you could access it, you click on one of the things around this here COVID-19 and it go to another subsection, like here, avoiding the corona infection and spread. And it goes over, talks about the media and entertainment and global health and global governance and healthcare delivery and the behavioral sciences. And it goes on. And see, there's a little octopus's arms over there. Now, when you click on one of these, it goes to another thing that's just like this. And then it goes down and down and down inside each one of those categories, their plan or what they're gonna do to you. And everything in that plan, that if you look outside and see where we at right now, it's in this plan. They already know what they was gonna do long, long time ago. And y'all didn't think y'all had owners, huh? You wanna listen to a little bit of it? We listen to a little bit of it. Here, well, let me get it right. Come on, camera girl. Get it right. Well, here you go, y'all. Let's listen to a little bit of this.
We face a global health emergency. The unprecedented spread of COVID-19 is disrupting lives and economies in every part of the world. It will impact every one of us, and the sum of individual actions won't be enough to stop it. Gathering actors from the public, private sectors, and civil society to work towards a common goal has been at the heart of the World Economic Forum's work for almost 50 years. This is why we are launching the COVID Action Platform, a unique coalition that will address the crisis.
You know why they say that? They've been after this same goal for 50 years of global governance and Slavelandia, the great big Slavelandia, not just those little Slavelandias here and there, but the great big one. That's why they're talking about, ooh, here's our COVID-19, because it gets us closer to our goal. This is all planned. It's a pandemic, dumbasses. Don't wake up. They got you scared up in your house. Ooh, and people running around with masks all over the place. And ain't nothing but big old flu. And they engineered it in the first place. You ought to be pissed off and raising hell, but you ain't. You're just laying in your house doing nothing. Anyway, let's keep going.
This in three main ways. First, activate the global business community for collective action by improving...
Y'all hear that? Collective action. Collective action. That means the government comes in and controls everything. And it's socialism and fascism. It's a mixture of socialists and fascists and communists. And they all in it together because it's a crisis, to be a virus, That's just an excuse. And economic collapse around that. So to get all kinds of stuff out of this. And all you get is... Keep going.
Improving coordination between them and sharing insights and best practices. Second, protect everyone's livelihoods and ensure business continuity by sharing the latest tools to assess risks. Maintain.
You know what that means? That means pump. That means pump a lot of money, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars into the big corporations and fire all the people, leave them damn in the streets. Begging for scraps and all. That's what all that means. That's what they covered up with sunshine and lollipops. But these people are crazy. They want us all dead and all and begging in the street.
Best practices. Second, protect.
We'll tell you how to run your business. You don't have, we're going to tell you how to run your business. That's how they're going to offer their insights if you don't know what I mean. All right, go ahead.
everyone's livelihoods and ensure business continuity by sharing the latest tools to assess risks, maintain operations, and protect employees. Finally, engage business for the COVID-19 response by strengthening the supply chains for medical equipment and
You know what that means? That means, Trump, you sign that damn order right now and take over everything. That's what that means. And you see it all over the world right now. And they're locking down the people and nationalizing everything and writing all these orders against everybody. And right here in the United States, if you believe in the Constitution and you agree and then you say, oh, lock them up, you're a traitor. I'm sorry, but you are a traitor. If you say, yeah, we got a constitution, but it's a crisis, and you got to obey everything and stay there and lock you up if you don't do that, I'm sorry, you are a traitor. Let's go ahead and keep this going.
Funding the development of vaccines, treatments, and cures.
Ooh, vaccines. Great. Gonna say I ain't supposed to say that word. They're going to get me. You probably won't be able to see this video tomorrow. But they're going to give you that injection. And it's going to be mandatory because this hand is so bad. It's so bad. You guys done got either that or you got to hide in your house. Or you can't shop or you starve to death. One of those. Go ahead.
There are many ways you can contribute and join the COVID Action Platform. Find out how on wef.ch/COVID Action Platform.
Okay, now they used to let you go on there and all you had to do is put in your email address and make a password up, you know, the way all kinds of them work. But now they done changed this thing where you gotta submit somebody. Well, funny is they got you where you want them. They got you by the balls, and you guys don't even recognize it. No, you're gonna listen to everything they say. All these people don't even. Every one of them that's calling for a lockdown and all this kind of stuff. You know what they did? They ain't looked at nothing but TV. That's all they did. And then they do a rerun of a basketball game or something like that. But they don't do no homework. Anybody that's calling for a lockdown and all that is a useful idiot that don't know nothing. I'm sorry to tell y'all that, but that if you give up your liberty for security, you don't deserve neither one of them. And y'all just shut up about people that don't want to give up their liberty. You just shut up and give up your. Y'all gonna call on your neighbors. Wah, 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 wah. Call on your neighbors. Wah, wah, wah. Like little piggies. Squealing, squealing, squealing. Oh, I'm scared of Corona. Because I was riding around checking to make sure no Corona people was hanging around. And they was driving all over the place. So then I put it on Facebook that they was driving all over the place, and somebody asked me why I was driving all over the place when I was supposed to be at home, and I told them I was checking on the people that was supposed to be at home because I'm better than they are. I was like the police riding around all over the place. I seen them not practicing social distance everywhere. But that's okay, there's some kind of magic in the bags that lets them do that. You know, it's magic in the bags. Yeah, right. You know, this is a nutcase place. This whole damn thing's turned upside down. Y'all don't even know it. So why are they closing down America, y'all? It ain't because of the Corona. The Corona is the excuse. This thing's gonna kill less people than the flu this year. It's gonna be less than 0.01%. Even your Dr. Fauci, that old midget that stands up there beside Donald Trump, done said that in the American New England Journal of Medicine. So, old Fauci, he's a lie pants on fire too, like Donald Trump's a lie pants on fire, Steve Mnuchin lie pants, Pompano, whatever the hell his name is, he's a damn liar. Mnuchin, the old Lurch, runs the damn treasury, he done ripped us off for all kinds of trillions of dollars. And they gotta send you a check of $1,200 in about 8-10 weeks. People, y'all understand what's going on. If you don't ain't figured it out yet, damn, you need to go back and lock yourself in the house, turn off Fox News, PMSNBC, and get a damn real life. Wake up. Do your homework. It don't take a genius to figure it out. Hell, Pork Chop figured it out. Wake up. It's Pork Chop. Y'all come back.